What a wonderful reading and a wonderful encouragement for the church in Philippi as they received this letter full of joy, hope, and prayer from Paul. Nowadays, of course, it's sadly more unusual to receive a handwritten letter or card of encouragement through the post. Certainly, the younger generation are more likely to communicate via Facebook, email, or text. This brings, of course, an immediacy that can be refreshing, an immediacy that captures the excitement or pleasure at the moment. Messages of thanks can be sent within minutes of receiving a gift, perhaps even linked with a photo. Messages of encouragement can be communicated promptly before the well-meaning thought has been long forgotten. A letter, by contrast, always arrives from the past. They arrive with history, bearing traces of the journey from the place from which they were written. And they are physical objects to be held, to be savoured, to be reread, and perhaps to be shared. And reflecting on the permanence of Paul's letters, letters written to both encourage and to instruct the churches across the Mediterranean that he visited, I was reminded of my own collection of letters, kept in a special box saying letters. And they're kept with care, wrapped in ribbons, smelling of the past, capturing moments in my history with those I love, and indeed with those I have loved. And I wonder how we choose to encourage each other. Some of us, I think, are natural encouragers, but all of us have the ability to intentionally demonstrate our thanks, affirm someone for who they are, and encourage them on their journey. And like Paul, I wonder if we've considered how we can encourage those we love with the knowledge of God's love for them and the good news of Jesus Christ. I was deeply moved recently when I heard of how someone had chosen to share their faith and the difference it had made throughout the whole of their life by sending a handwritten letter to each of their godchildren. What about that for a challenge for each of us here today? We too could be a 21st century Paul. And over history, of course, others have followed in Paul's footsteps, writing letters to encourage and challenge the wider world. Martin Luther King Jr. was jailed in Birmingham, Alabama, after a non-violent protest against racial segregation back in the 1960s. And the following is an excerpt from his now seminal letter. Just as the prophets of the 8th century BC left their villages and carried their "Thus saith the Lord" far beyond the boundaries of their hometowns, and just as the Apostle Paul left his village of Tarsus and carried the gospel of Jesus Christ to the far corners of the Greco-Roman world, so am I compelled to carry the gospel of freedom beyond my hometown. Like Paul, I must constantly respond to the Macedonian call for aid. And later, in response to the racial discrimination, King wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." A message, perhaps, for our world today. But burning with a desire to take the good news of the gospel to the Gentile world, Paul not only embarked on 4 perilous journeys across sea and land, travelling more than 10,000 miles, watch that quiz at the back, teaching, healing, baptising, and planting new churches wherever he settled. But he then sought to disciple those fledgling followers of Jesus by delegating others to stay behind to help to nurture and build the local church. And he also wrote long letters, 13 in total that we know of, and which have become part of our biblical canon. Letters to continue sharing his love for Jesus, teaching about God's salvation history through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Sometimes admonishing communities for misrepresenting the gospel, but mainly to send assurance of his ongoing prayers and his unfailing support. The church The letter to the church in Philippi was one of four written by Paul from his final imprisonment in Rome. The letter was written in his older years and towards the end of his life. Remarkably, despite the hardship Paul experienced during this period of detention, with the probability that it would end with his execution, this letter to the Philippians is full of the joy of knowing Jesus and Paul's determination to participate in God's mission for the wider world. He was a remarkable man, physically diminished in these later years and constrained by chains, and yet spiritually flourishing and on fire for his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And what an encouragement it must have been for those men and women in Philippi as they opened this letter and discovered just how much Paul loved and valued their friendship. And that despite Paul's own suffering, how important it was for him to continue to pray for them with such intention. And so as we sadly come towards the end of our voyage on the MS Highfield, I wonder how we too might consider encouraging someone in our own lives with the love and hope we have in Jesus. And so to help us think about this, as you arrived this morning, each of you will have been given a postcard with these words from Paul's letter to the Romans. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just make one suggestion this morning. Why don't you write your own message on the back of this postcard, and like Paul, send it, give it to someone you know, and encourage them on their journey. Let's be 21st century Pauls and encourage the wider world with the truth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.